Good job, everybody.
Good job.
I feel like it's a show and tell tonight, and tonight this will be a little bit different. So give me a second to set up. Amnon Solomon, and what I'd like to do is describe what Israel means to me using physical objects, things that I've accumulated through the years that I can touch. Before I start pulling items from this box, I should provide some background. My parents left Germany to find freedom in Palestine, now Israel. My mother left Germany with her parents and brother to arrive in the newly created Moshav, Shavit Zion, in 1938. Upon arriving, my mother's name was changed from Senta to Haviva, as it was required that all children have Hebrew names. My father left Germany in 1948 after conducting some missions for the French military while in Germany. He met my mother in Israel, where he joined the Palmach. Both my sister and I were born there in Israel. And at the age of 5, my family and I left Israel to immigrate to the United States. I did not return to Israel till I was 55 years old with my wife, my TBF family, and my rabbi, Rabbi Perlin. Now the box and what Israel means to me. First, Israel means to me travel. So, first off, the spoons that are here. These are spoons that were melted down coins brought by my parents from Germany to Israel because they weren't allowed to bring money out of Germany when they left for Palestine. Now, I remember as a young child playing with these little squares on the beach because we lived right in the Mediterranean Sea. And it wasn't until 50 years later when I went back on the visit with the synagogue that I figured out what those little pieces on the beach were. Because this... Now, this is from a Byzantine church that happens to be on the property of the Moshav where I grew up. So those little squares that I was stacking on the beach when I was there were actually pieces from a very large flooring of the Byzantine church that was on the beach. And I didn't realize until 50 years later what those little play pieces were that I played on the beach when I was very young. The trip to America on the boat was exciting. That's how we came to America, on a boat. We arrived in New York in December of 1961. It was crowded, and all of us got into this stinky old Cadillac and drove from all the way from New York to Indiana without even stopping. That first winter in that small town in Stillwell, Indiana was so cold. My sister and I slept in the attic of the house with our cousins. There was no hot water in the house, so we took baths in the neighbor's house. This is my U.S. passport. It has my name as Amnon Max Solomon. My family and friends here in America call me Amnon. My coworkers at work, because it's too difficult to say Amnon, call me Max. And just like my mother, I have my Israeli name, Amnon, and also my American identity. And wherever I go and I take the passport whenever I travel, I always carry my passport with a copy of my U.S. citizenship and also my Israeli birth certificate, because I've had issues going into Mexico and other places where they say, are you really a U.S. citizen? And I always take the two with me. So that's what travel means for me. Now, what are the religious connections to me? Well, this was used by my grandparents in Israel to hold the Shabbos candles that they used each week. This is a Kiddush cup that my family used in Germany and in Israel and has engravings on it, interestingly enough, of Kaiser Wilhelm and Berlin on it. This is a neat story behind this mezuzah that we put in our doors in our homes. This mezuzah, my wife and I purchased when we were in Israel on our temple trip, synagogue trip. And we bought it in a place called Safed in Israel. And it was really weird because as we were going down the street in Safed, we ran up against our daughter, who was actually on a birthright trip there in Israel at the time. And we knew she was in Israel, but we thought she was in a place called Safed. And we were in the town of Safed. And it wasn't until we ran across, you know, one of her friends from the high school and said, "Wait a second, where's our daughter?" And I yelled at the top of our lungs. And then she did discover that we were there, and we actually met her, and that was really cool. Now, in addition, my wife and I, when we were there, probably the most special thing that ever happened in my life was we got to the top of Masada, and then we renewed our wedding vows up on the top of Masada with a rabbi. And what we did, I know we weren't supposed to do this, but this stone was taken from the top of Masada. And what we wrote on it is Masada and the date we were there, which was December 23rd of 2012. And in the last couple of years, I had my adult bar mitzvah or b'nai mitzvah, and I decided the yad or the pointer to look at the Torah. I reached out to some artists in Israel, and this is the yad that was made from olive tree in Israel, just to kind of for my connections. Now, this box. So Israel to me means safety. My father, as I said before, served in the Palmach. He was in the Negev Brigade, 7th Battalion in Beersheba. My father was initiated into the military on the top of Masada. So it was kind of neat when my wife and I were there, because that's where he started his life in the military in Israel on top of Masada. Now this box. This is an ammo box, and my father actually took it from an Arab during the 1948 War for Independence, and there's actually a bullet hole in it that this still exists in the box. I remember at a very early age when we came to America, driving in the country with my parents and sister. My sister yelled out, "Abba, where is your rifle?" She was like 8 or 9 years old at that time. She said, "The Arabs might hurt us if you don't have it." But we're driving around Michigan, right? Well, I always felt safe in America because of my dad's training and time spent in France in the military there, Germany, and in Israel. But I gotta say, Israel also means to me wonderful food. I remember my father, when I was there in Israel, gathering sabra. And we needed to make sure the wind was going the right direction or the needle would potentially blow on us. And it's a fruit from a cactus. So we had to make sure the wind was going in the right direction. We would take the fruit with gloves and throw it in a bucket of salt water. And then we'd bring that home. And the remonim, or pomegranates, to this day, during pomegranate season, that's all I do every evening is eat pomegranates and peel them. And also having halva for breakfast on bread was just delightful, and to this day I still love having halva on bread. So what does Israel really mean to me? It's more than just a country. It's more than just a birthplace. It's more than my family's personal story or my history. Israel is a part of who I am, and I am a part of Israel, this Yom Ha'atzmaut and every day. Thank you.
Was that not the best show and tell?
Some of us always, even from early ages, feel like show and tell.
We have some readings for Yom Ha'atzmaut, and I have four readers. I'd like to invite you up now. Thank you, all.
The land of Israel will be small, but the people of Israel will make it great. Not in opulence, but in eminence will their destiny be fulfilled, and the elixir of their pride will be distilled, not out of dominion or far-flung borders, but out of the faithful and skillful building of good society.
For the Jew, Israel is a state of mind. It is not only a piece of geography. It is history. It is theology. It is memory. It is Jewish tears and Jewish triumphs. It is Jewish anguish and Jewish ecstasy. It is the child. It is childhood legends and biblical verses. It is the direction that we pray and the subject of our prayers. It is exile and homecoming. It is a burning temple and a new flag at the United Nations. It is Tisha B'Av and the fifth of Iyar. It is a people restored and a hope reborn.
The demands which American Jews make upon the state are not the same as those of the people who live there. We need a country which supports our claim to higher moral standards, illustrating for all to see Jewish teachings of social justice and compassion. We need it as well to validate our own sense of what Jewish history has been and where it leads. In short, we need Israel to help us remain Jews.
We are privileged to live in an extraordinary time, one in which a third Jewish commonwealth has been established in our people's ancient homeland. We are bound to that land and to the newly reborn state of Israel by innumerable religious and ethnic ties. We have both a stake and a responsibility in building the state of Israel, assuring its security, and defining its Jewish character.
If everything works, we're going to have words from the land of Israel, from our beloved Lindsay Sheldon, who's been living in Israel all year.
Shabbat Shalom, Temple family. My name is Lindsay Sheldon, and I am a member of the Cherrington's tribe. You might know my family and see them around. I want to say hi from Israel. I'm currently living and teaching here for 1 year, and also learning Hebrew, which is very exciting. I'm standing right now in my very own backyard, which is unbelievable. It's the Maktesh Ramon. My community is called Mitzpe Ramon. It's a very small town that's situated here between Be'er Sheva and Eilat in the middle of the Negev. It's very quiet and very different from home in a lot of ways. But when you see this video, I'll actually be in Tel Aviv celebrating Yom Ha'atzmaut. So I guess in the future, hi from Tel Aviv. I'm excited to be celebrating Yom Ha'atzmaut this year here, as Israeli Independence Day has a different special meaning to me now. Being here, I've been so touched by the sense of me being a part of this huge family, a huge network of Jewish, essentially Jewish immigrants from all over the world. I'm actually not too far from Midrashet Ben Gurion, which is where Ben Gurion is actually buried. And he felt very strongly about, obviously, Zionism and creating this wonderful country where Jews from all over the world can come and be themselves. And I think this country is very special for that. Very young, we have a long way to go. Happy to be contributing to it this year and in years to come. Baruch Hashem, I hope Israel will always continue to be independent and a vibrant, beautiful country as it is now. Enjoy Yom Ha'atzmaut and happy Israeli Independence Day.
Thank you, technology people. We really appreciate that.